This whole thing comes from Janmadi, you know. We should know that creation sustains and destruction, and sustains particularly. We are worried about sustaining. Sustaining is very difficult. For creation, Brahma was there. For destruction, Shiva is there. But for sustaining, Vishnu is required. Anything to start is easy. Destroy is very easy. But to run, it requires the godly qualities. That's definite. That is, you should learn from these three words. And Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Gita Ji's first verse also, gives this, that I am the source of everything, all spiritual and material worlds. There is again creation, sustenance, nature. And in this Aham Sarvasya Prabhu or Ahamena Samyagre, same principle is there. But Prabhava means to that extent that we don't require even sunlight. Even sunshine is there, not there. Even then they are bright. In London there is no sunshine. But devotees are completely different. Where can the devotee get sunshine? Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. And that is the meaning. I am the source of everything. So sun must be in him also. And if not, name is not different from this Krishna, means sun must be in name also. That is how the devotees chant. They get a word in the morning for Mangalati. So in England also they shine, as if they have sunshine. And this I have seen in my own eyes. Why? How? Everywhere the devotees are completely different. Because they get everything. And people don't get it all. People have to go to Spain to have sun. I mean, they have to go miles together, spend so much for sun. And here the devotees get everything there. Then medicines also. Every medicine should be in the name. You say, I am the source of it. So he is the source of antibiotics also. So antibiotics are not needed. The source is needed. This is how we should understand, and we should propagate these things to the loudest of pitch. At the moment people are really suffering by these hospitals and this and that. They don't know that the whole source is his names.
Manasi Maharaj gave an example of Prahlad Maharaj. Huh? That he is the source, fire and everything. So when Prahlad Maharaj was thrown into that boiling water,
yeah.
So there was nothing.
Nothing, no. He was protected by. Nothing happens here. Prabhupada hated hospital, you know. And once he was hospitalized, he said, just don't tell them we are going. He said, the water condition may be, nature cure will be much more favorable. We may have to suffer for a while, but nature cure should be. The addiction of these things is very powerful. The thing is, we try very hard, but our concentration also is limited, you know. And so to that extent, we fail. Everywhere the concentration is required. Concentration every Gujarat is here. Dhyan. Ekagra, you know. Ekagra kiya ne.
Ekagra.
Please, unless there is concentration, as soon as the congregation concentration is there, everything will be there. Everywhere the concentration is there. In the material things also, you know, to start a factory you require concentration. Otherwise you can't start a factory. You have to sit silent, plan the things, what he is going to produce, How is he going to bring the machinery? Where is he going to sell? All these things should be clear in his mind. Otherwise he will not be able to do. So how much more concentration we require for spiritual matters? If material matters are so very dependent upon the concentration, it should be very important for the spiritual matters. Unseen by eyes and personified by sound. This is Jinnmadiyasi Yataha. And Yataha means from whom? From whom everything is coming. From him everything is coming. And he is Anvayad Itarata. Anvayad means directly and indirectly. He is connected with the creation, sustenance and destruction. Shiva is also nothing but his own potency. Otherwise how can that person be so powerful? It is not different from Krishna in the potency. Otherwise too, this planet, so big a planet is there. We cannot have the idea of our own planet. So there are innumerable planets. Who takes the hammer into hand and bangs these planets? Who has the capacity? Man, it should be huge man taking so many hammers and beating all the planets. And within no time he destroys. He doesn't have to bang the planets with hammers. He just have to take himself out of these things and they dismantle. This is an inconceivable capacity, yes. That is the meaning of Janmadiyasa Yata, Yata Nvayadi Taradhas. In Chayateshwa, again there is some purpose to create. Artha is there. And then he is Avina, he is fully knowledgeable. And Swaraj is fully independent. Why is he doing? Don't know. And how is he doing? You don't know. But he does. And here the Bhagavatam touches this creation of sustenance in the pages of third canto. So this is how the first line drives us to the further cantos. This is the meaning of the first line. And this way, the whole verse is very important. Tomorrow please write it out and we'll again see it sometime. Tomorrow, maybe in the afternoon, but we should discuss. I saw the, but the transfer strike is not over. Did you hear anything? Strike?
Yes.
Strike? No, strike ka bhi samachar hai. Bidar bandh ho jaye to sab adab hai.
Topic, lekin government todegi sarkar, unka
to todegi.
Government kitna nahi chalayegi. उनकी डिमांड क्या है ट्रांसपोर्ट और टैक्स और ऊपर एक कम
पेट्रोल वही कम करना ही चाहिए मगर भी 36 का और 100 एनीवे द टैक्स इज नॉट ओवर देन आई सॉ सम बसेस गोइंग हाँ हाँ गवर्नमेंट का ऑयल है
गवर्नमेंट का डायरेक्ट गवर्नमेंट लेते हैं ना
तो दे आर गोइंग ऑन ईगल प्राइवेट बंच हाँ यस के अनलेस समथिंग हैज गॉट टू बी वर्क आउट ये फिडेल कैस्ट्रो है बीबी है बहुत बुरा हो गया पर क्यूबा इज आइलैंड नियर अमेरिका सो दे हैव टू डिपेंड ऑन द ऑयल ऑन अमेरिका सो दे अमेरिका कैन स्क्वीज एनी टाइम सो ही स्टॉप द ऑयल वॉलंटरीली एंड ही स्टार्टेड द बुलक कार्ट एंड नाउ ही सेल्स सफिशिएंट दिस वेरी नाइस वी शुड स्टार्ट एक्चुअली बाइसिकल्स इफ नॉट और अवर राजकोट इज नॉट दैट बिग that we require motorcycles or cars. Bicycles can do work. The most bicycle rickshaws, like Vrindavan, bicycle rickshaws. These very nice bicycle rickshaws are there in Singapore. very comfortable. One man sits nicely, like a sofa set, and bicycle man goes. Yes, so something has got to be started. Otherwise, every time this, depending on this, and how much cost is there? Something, some alternative energy must be found out. I don't know. Somebody will try.
But after all, they depend on Krishna.
That is definite. We cannot go out of his domain. So we have to, whatever we do, we have to depend upon him. And this is the thing. Then the second line. Read the equivalent of second line. Tene. Tene.
Brahma.
Surya.
Great sages and demigods.
That's it. No, that's the second line. Second line. Tene, what is the meaning of tene?
Imparted.
Brahma.
The Vedic knowledge.
Ruda.
Consciousness of the heart.
Adikavaya Brahma. Isn't it? Then,
about whom?
Surayah. The demigods.
Great sages and demigods.
Now, in the second line, he describes very nicely that how automatically we get the instructions. It's not only Brahma, but every living entity has Paramatma in his heart. And he is not inactive. He always suggests us, always. And if we hear him and follow him, our life becomes smooth. Not only smooth, but sicknessless. There is no sickness then. If we hear the super soul. But many times what we do, that these ideas are not practical, we think. Vyavahar mein kya gaye, hum kehte hain isko. Aur vyavahar hamara adak kar dete hain, aur dusri baat adak kar dete hain. So we divide our practical way of life from the Bhagavati way of life. And therein we commit a great mistake. That is the meaning of Prabhupada writes always, that whether we want to be in Kali Yuga or not, is in our own hands. We want to be in Kali Yuga because that's why we think that the Bhagavatam instructions are not practical. Whereas Prabhupada showed us the practical demonstration of Bhagavad life. And now we are agreeing, but in the temple also, we then divide this, divide that. The Bhagavati life is not here also. So what, formerly, the whole society was Bhagavati. As I told you, before 50 years, people were really asking, why did you lie? Now they are asking, why do you tell truth? About turn completely. And this is our advancement. We are educated now, MA, BA, and engineers and doctors and surgeons and MDs and what Ds and not Ds and everything. And the precarious life has gone to dogs. And the result is unsurpassable misery in the form of sickness. we are experiencing. Men, they can give any word for sickness. The tragedy is, they find out the breakfast, and they didn't know where is the sickness. So in order to administer that, they find out some disease. And what is his name? Altonin or something, some drug they found out. And there was no disease. So they found out his hyperactive disease in children. The children were running here and there always. So they say, it's too hyperactive. So they administered drug. So he became the lump of flesh then. Because he was administered drugs. Never it was the case. Never. And this is because of the ignorance created. They wanted to establish their own kingdom. So they were very particular about that unless the faith is weakened, they will not be able to establish. So they tried at the root and changed the education. Even now, we are playing with the education. All the saints and sages chapters are completely taken out, and some modern leaders' chapters are inserted. It's a really murder, you know. Instead, Vedic culture should be given the first priority. But that we never do that. And that is the reason we don't hear like Brahma, you know. Brahma had to meditate so many times. This is the case. Unless we hear the inner voice and try to make it practical, it's very difficult. Otherwise, we have to find out the ways and means to be dishonest. That is the thing. And then one dishonesty, to cover that, the 100 dishonesties are there. So many things we have to find out just to keep these things working. Because nescience can never work, and you want it to work. But this life with Krishna, anukudhyana sankalpa, pratikudhasavajanam, this is the instruction. Anukudhyana sankalpa, whatever is favorable, we should accept it. Pratikudhasavajanam, what is unfavorable for devotional life, we should reject it. Gopatratve varnantatha, he is our sole guardian. These are the things given in Shastra. His guardian means protector. Always he protects, provided you obey him. The thing is, if the child obeys the father and he holds his finger tightly, in the middle of the traffic also, child is not troubled. He knows that my father is strong, he will safely take me out of the traffic. The obedience is absent. We don't believe, and we don't obey at all. Whereas on obedience, everything depends. See, unknowingly we are obeying the police department. That's why we are peaceful here. We are not thieving, we are not killing anybody, we are not stealing anything. That's why we are safe. Otherwise, anybody steals anything, and if he is arrested, then he is all the difficulty with police. So unknowingly we are following. Obedience is there. When we obey the road laws, you know, nobody dictates. But we always go on the left side. We never go on the right side. In India, the case is different. But they never try to venture that. We follow, we obey. And we obey, the traffic is very smooth. See the result of obedience. The traffic is smooth. So why can't we obey these things? This is the thing. Why disobey? Were we unseen by eyes? This is the thing. But he doesn't know that he is pursued by sound. So sound is absent and unseen by eyes. So the faith is weak. Then we have to put some faith somewhere. So some Sai Baba is there, Asanam is there. This is there. It's anybody. Some Govindjan. Our this Swamiji. At any way somebody gives Govindjan. And he's really very nice. He's like, it's very much out there. And he is a preacher. He's an important preacher of Krishna consciousness. And Govindjan running after the Govindjan. Please, when are you going to stop these things? Because we attain is there, Hridaya Adi Kavai is completely absent. We don't hear our supposed. Forget about the realization. That is the meaning of this. And Brahma could create so much, you know, because he obeyed. And he says to Krishna, that please, according to the order, I am creating, but let me not be proud of any creation. And this is how we have to be very careful about this pride, you know. That is the meaning. And when the demigods saw that Brahma is doing so miracles, so they were surprised. He said, how he got the capacity? And anybody can even now hear, man, why that Raju Satyam was able to establish such a big company? From where he got the power? But he misused it. Otherwise, how nice life he could have here. With all the kirtan and he could utilize all the funds for Krishna, you know, and the country would have been helped. Peaceful population would have been created. But I don't know the Krishna's arrangement was that Kali Yuga must come. So he diverted his attention. He said, instead, you take 8,000 crores. He said, what is he going to do? Please, because we don't hear the super soul, we glide down to the material energy and material attraction. And material attraction, material energy can never win without Krishna. The material energy is also Krishna's energy, you know. Maya Dakshana Prakriti. Prakriti means energy. All energy is working under my direction. But whether it is material energy or spiritual energy. And that we learn from Ahamad Sarasya Prabhu. I am the source of all spiritual and material planes. This is the meaning of the second line. How nice it is. He gives the whole idea of the Bhagavatam in the first shloka. And that's why it's very important. And unless you concentrate on the equivalent, we'll not understand. That's why I want you to write this shloka, please. Try to rewrite and the translation. I have got nice translation here. I'll show you. It unfolds the truth. We should be very inquisitive. You know, there is one sentence. What is devotional service? Is, no, which is based on the foreground of knowledge and combined with the material detachment. Combined with the detachment from the material association is the only perfect method by which seriously inquisitive student can realize the absolute truth. Inquisitive. You have a very inquisitive mind. We have so much time. These middle things can be arranged very easily. But that next time, please utilize time. And that's how we should utilize. This is how we should try to understand, try to think about it. So we have so much experience. Now you are also not small boys. Nearly half the age is gone, you know. Please try to find out the experience from your life. Join the experience with the spiritual knowledge and it will give the realization. And the third line is very important. Tejo Vari Mudam Mitha Vinimayo. Tejo Vadi Mruda, these words are very important. Tejo Vadi Mruda. Tej?
Fire. Vadi. Water. Vidam. Earth.
Vimaya.
Action and reaction.
Action and reaction.
Yatra. Whereupon. Visarama. Three modes of creation. Creative faculties.
Creative faculties.
Amrusha.
Amrusha.
Almost factual.
That's it. This line is very important. It gives the clue for the construction of all the material things. Dunya ma jitni pan vastu dekhai se, ema tejo vari mrida hoy. These are the three great elements. Fire, then water and earth. They are three great elements. And we have five, isn't it? What is it? Akash, then air, fire and ether. Ether, air, fire, taste and smell. These are the things. Ether is one of the elements, air is another, fire is there, then water is there and earth is there. But here only these three things are here. Three things give us everything. Fire, tejo, vari, mruda. That's any material object you take is tejo. Here there is fire, as I told you yesterday. Suppose something is lighted, even the iron will burn. In iron is also material thing. So it has fire, air, fire, vari, water and mula, earth. So everything has fire into it. So as soon as they start burning, they burn. When this whole forest fire starts by rubbing the trees of the fire, and fire burns like any. And this the nature of the forest fire is that under the land 2 feet it burns. Under the land it burns. And that's why these reptiles, snakes, etc., they cannot save there, they cannot be saved. The whole thing is destroyed.
The attack is tower.
It was just iron collapse. Kills the whole thing. Fire, it caught fire immediately. These are in front of our eyes. And the important thing is, yatha. Yatha means, tejo vari mrutam yatha, as much as vinimaya. Action reaction. Action reaction goes on. And hearing, we have to understand one thing. It gives us the clue. See, if the water is very still, in some lake, the water is completely without any wave. So what happens? That appears like a land. If water is very still, it appears like a land. Land is not there, but reaction and reaction is there. The water is already situated in the pond. I mean, earth is there, and water is stored there. Water is very still. So people think that it's a land. It looks like that Duryodhana fell down, that Vishwakarma had constructed the parliament house, and the water, he was thinking that it is land, and he went to the land, he was dirty, he was completely wet, he fell down to the earth. So the Draupadi was looking from the windows, so she commented, she said that my father's son must be blind. And that was the reason Duryodhana was very upset. And Mahabharata war was there. This is action and reaction. See, that land and water, it was illusion. Water was water, and land was land. But because the water was still, the action started. And reaction was that he thought, it's the land. And he slid down. Then Draupadi commented, and the whole water, the action, how much reaction is there? And there is nothing. It's all illusion. See, this is the point. Yeah, these actions and reactions, we have to be very careful. So that's why Prabhupada has insisted that there may be ill wills in Iskcon, there may be fighting also, but we should sit together and find out some solution very amicably, never step into the court. And unfortunately, everything we are taking to the court. I don't know why the cases are going on and how much. You should never do that. Because we understand this. And then again one thing, you have to more understand in this. That there is a water. That's where the land is seen. Do you follow me? Land has a, water is a shelter. If the water would not have been there, you would not see land. So everywhere here, whatever is seen, the underlying principle is there. Spiritual principle is there. Even this tree has a spiritual body. And that's why it's standing there. We also have our own spiritual body. Please. And understand. Or, if the land is very green, you know, in rainy season, and you see a nice patch of land, very green, you think there is water. But land is there, that's why water appears. This is how the basic principle must be there, otherwise the appearance will not be there. And that's why this material world may be shadow creation, but shadow must have the reality somewhere. That is the point. That basic principle is eternal. Shadow is always temporary. Till the light is there, shadow will be there. As soon as the light is gone, shadow will not be there. Or the basic reality is there, then the illusion may be there. Illusion must have some reality at the root. So this clears our mind. That whatever we see, the root is there. And that root, again, according to our Bhagavatam knowledge, unseen by eyes and personified by sound. This is the whole thing drives us to the principle of Krishna. That unless Krishna is there, we cannot see anything. We cannot feel anything. And that is our experience. Death is already there. So the whole atmosphere goes out of our sight within a second. Forget about death. If you are very sick, even then you are not interested in anything. And Amrusha, then Amrusha, what is the meaning of Amrusha? It appears almost, this building is not there. Somebody tells me, this is not a building. We will beat him. It's a fact. This appears factual. But in between the building and the Tejo Varimrida, there is something. Vinimaya is there. And three sarva. Three principles of modes. Three material principles, modes of material nature are there. This is how they force us to believe that this is actual. Otherwise it is not there. It's all Krishna is there. But our eyes see walls. Our eyes see walls, bars, and marble and this and that. Everything is factually Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. What is this verse? Bhunam. busied with him. And he drives you to that. Because of three modes of material nature, it appears factual. Nothing is factual. Nothing is fact here. As soon as the modes are absent, everything is null and void. And the best thing is that whatever loss you may incur here, you are always prone to income loss. The loss doesn't affect our existence. And that's what Atma says. If your money is lost, nothing. Atma is really, I don't know from where he got the intelligence. He has done this material principle into that. That his material things are lost. And we die for it. Because we think that is factual. But three modes of nature only forces us to marriage. Then again, we have another tendency that we want to have the living entities. We don't know that we are not the reason for their survival. But I am very proud that I have helped him, you know. No, we may here and there patch up something. Otherwise, Krishna is Bhutvrod. Krishna is protector. We can't do what any living entity we cannot do. The best thing we can do is to pray for him or her. Take the help of the transcendental sound. Otherwise, nothing we can do. And we kill ourselves to help many times to others. Should not do that. We try to pray for him. Tell him, give him Krishna, and Krishna will protect him. This is how the things are. Otherwise, how many living entities you are going to help? You can't have 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe. And that too here and there. You cannot really save them. Their life is going on because Krishna's mercy. And it will go on till Krishna's mercy is there. And if he is to take away, our help will not be stopping that. So in that way, we free ourselves from all these responsibilities, so-called. We completely, and we have to free. We are really free. But we have created our, and we are free. It will appear factual that my son depends upon me. And he never depended upon me. That is how, when the children are born, they have their own way of sustenance. And we think that I am nourishing the child. No, they bring their own things. They are natural, it is natural. But he appears factual that he is what I am doing everything for him. No, he is completely protected by Krishna, including his food and clothing and everything. We may be reason. So more the other, when the new child is born, our income goes high or some capacity is there so that you can provide something for the child. Definite, it is definite. No doubt about it at all. No doubt. Man, he is so very careful that before the child is born, the mother's breast gets the milk to sustain the child. How much careful he is. As soon as the boy is born, the child is born, he has ready-made food. How much he takes care. So if we can fill up the mother's breast with the milk for the child, can he not give you chapati when he becomes elder? Definitely. His chapati is definitely there. He said, please. Thinking this, we may not stop our altruistic activities. We can do food distribution as much as we can do. But the root is, we are not doing anything, he is forcing us to. He has given us this capacity to distribute according to their luck. Their destiny is there. We prepare such a big pot of khichdi, it's long. How many days we are going to this And never we are short of that pot. Always the khichdi is there. I don't know how it comes and how it goes. Never you have asked money for khichdi. And even though the khichdi is there. And now we are supplying khichdi through these boys. Yesterday there was Ambarish lying, and he is sending 18,000 rupees for khichdi for over here. Can you imagine? People, boys are eating here, and money is coming from this. If we tell somebody, say, you are mad. But they don't believe in it. They don't. And this is a fact. But the real facts are hidden. And they see the outer ones only, that these people are spending. And children are happy, one, two, khichdi. Everybody is mad. Without khichdi, they lose their existence. I think that is the one reason why people don't go out.
Here only.
Huh?
In the house, the always parents are complaining that they don't eat anything.
That's nice.
Their food is khichdi.
Well, really? And they like here khichdi. Khichdi are there, there is no life in them. Khichdi they eat and so many are running around.
Because their parents, and especially mother, don't know how to make khichdi.
This proves, this line, that this action and reactions are there. The root cause of the illusion is three modes of material nature, and they force us to believe this is actual. But factual is nothing there. The fact is only one fact, and there is sarva karana karanam. That's it. And this is why Prabhupada writes that those who know that Krishna is sarva karana karanam, they are only sane, nobody is sane. Please understand this. The whole fact depends upon the underlying reality, eternal reality. Otherwise this will not appear fact. As land cannot be seen without water. Because the water is there and water is very still, that's why the illusion of land is there. So underlying the every illusion, also there must be some permanent principle. And that is sustaining fact. Otherwise, we beat up the book here and there. And we understand these things. So please, be magnanimous somehow or the other. And just go on. Krishna will provide it. And he is providing, you know. So we are not the cause here. People are surprised. There is such a big thing is going on. And you are not doing anything. They can't understand these things. How they, when you have seen those pillars upstairs, you go, and you have to look like this to see the end of the pillar. And here, they build 10 feet columns, and he is completely bent, man. How it happens? Unless he does, who is doing? I tell him, I can't walk. Our Gaurasundar is not here at all. That Trivindran boy doesn't know anything. Vaishnava looks at the sky and blind. Gadadhar is not in the Nobody does anything. And he said, everything is... No planning is the best planning. And he's going on. And nothing stops so far. So why in future it will stop? And if it stops, it's alright. Whatever is there, we'll use it. The satisfaction is not there. And what we are doing, some help or transcendental vibration, that's all. Although we are also not taking that much. Please continue this. And now I won't take the class. You will have to appoint one by one, you know. Please take the class. And this verse, please write and show me tomorrow. This is the meaning of this third line. Then Dhamna.
Krishna along
with all transcendental personalities. He is there along with all transcendental personalities. Svena.
Svena, self-sufficiently.
This is Svena by his own potency. Then?
Sada.
Sada always?
Always.
Nirasva.
Negation by absence.
There is no illusion at all. Yes?
Illusion.
Satyam. That's Satya. I pay obeisances to. This last line proves the Satya. Dhamma.
Absolute.
Dhimahi.
I do meditate upon.
This is the substance of meditation, as we see, unseen by eyes and personified by sound. So the sound has the meditation. And that's why the yogas or different postures of yogas may build a body. But apart from that, they don't do anything. But your bhakti yoga, not only it builds the body, but it takes us further. And that is in Amayana Anagachati, Anamayam. What is it? Karmajam buddhi yuktahi, palam tektva manishana, janma bandharinna ukta, gacchanti padam anamayam. Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter is very beautiful. It is karmajam. Out of your activities, it is born. What is fun? The fruit is born, fruity activities. Some fruit is there. Tektva, those who leave that fruit. What happens to them? Janma bandhavir nirmuktva. They are completely liberated from again and again coming back to this material body. And what happens after gacchanti? They go. Padam that anamayam. The thing which is not known to us, they go to that domain. And we don't have any name for that. But we call it Vaikuntha or Vrindavan or whatever. This is so very easy. But dhamna is spiritual. And kuha, nirastha kuhakam. Illusion is completely absent there. So negation by absence, you see. When somebody, some important person we may invite here, the whole crowd may assemble here. But he is known that he is not there by negation, by absence. He says, people know that he is not there. That's how the illusion cannot stop there at all, cannot survive in front of this village, spiritual energy of Krishna. And that energy we are taking help from. And tomorrow we'll go through the equivalence again and try to see the translation. This verse is very important, please. Try to write today, whatever you can. Please put a time card. Okay. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki.